There's a word that I think echoes through all of our readings today. Our first reading from the book of Exodus, as the Israelites are traveling with Moses through the desert, and in the midst of that journey, they are helpless and alone. They feel, most importantly, thirsty in the midst of the desert. In Romans, the reading kind of centers on the virtue of hope and how we have hope in Christ, and our hope does not disappoint. And finally, in that gospel, gives her something, or she actually, I should say, offers him something to drink. The word thirst comes to mind through all three of these readings today. And so in that first reading, the people of Israel, they're wandering through the desert. They are tired, they are frustrated. Moses, why did you make us leave Egypt? Was it just to have us die here of thirst? Their physical thirst quickly becomes something that's much deeper. It's actually a spiritual thirst. It's a thirst in a surprising way. God tells Moses to strike a rock, and from that rock would come water. In the midst of the desert, one could only imagine a very hot rock. Probably has nothing inside of it, and as he hits that rock, there is life. So God is, they doubt him, that he has not abandoned them. And of course, that theme continues in our gospel as Jesus meets the Samaritan woman. At first glance, it really seems like a rather ordinary encounter between Jesus and this woman. So he sits by the well, and this woman comes to draw water. But in that moment, it becomes one of those most powerful conversations in the gospel as Jesus says, "Give me a drink." Because Jesus isn't just something that's much deeper. He says, whoever drinks the water I would give will never thirst. This woman has been thirsting her whole life. She's not been looking just for water, but she's also been looking for love. She's been looking for knows that. But Jesus meets her where she is. Notice something that is important. Jesus is not waiting for this woman to figure out her life before he comes to her. He doesn't avoid her because of her past. But he begins a conversation with her. And I think it's that conversation that is what changes everything. Because by the end of the story, the woman who came to that well all by herself, she suddenly becomes a missionary. And she goes with Jesus. She says, come and see a man who has told me everything that I have done. And as we hear, many people come to believe her because of her witness. Perhaps they knew this woman beforehand, or at least of her reputation, realizing that this must be the Christ. It's good for us in the midst of the season of Lent to ask, what are you and I really thirsting for? What are we seeking? Sometimes we try to quench our thirst with things that aren't going to satisfy us. It might be our own, our approval or approval from others, and distractions that's busy. And these things might help us, but only for a moment. Eventually, we go back and we realize, I'm still looking for more. I'm still thirsty. That our hearts are restless until they rest in Christ. The Samaritan woman, of course, discovered that as well. And here's the beautiful part. Jesus is still meeting people at the well at this Eucharist. He's meeting us as we break open the Word. He meets us even in moments of our own prayer when we have time to pray. And just like the woman at the well, Jesus knows our stories. He knows our struggles, past. And in the midst of all of that, but he says to us, just as he says to the woman, he says, if you knew the gift of God. The gift of God is not just something that we wrap up in a box that we give on Christmas, but the gift of God is in fact someone. And he offers us this living water. That living water is his grace, it's his mercy, his forgiveness. And it's a love that never runs dry. Never runs dry. And once we receive that living water, something else happens. We become witnesses, much like that Samaritan woman. And people begin to see in us something that has changed. They begin to see hope. They begin to see faith. Here at Immaculate Conception, we even have one catechumen coming in church this year. You think about the witness of even one person and the change that can happen even in our own hearts as we see this person growing closer to Christ. It brings something too. So on this third Sunday of Lent, it's good to recognize, what am I thirsting for? What do I long for? Where do I turn? Because if we acknowledge our thirst, we become ready to receive the one who alone is already waiting for us at the well.